Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners around the globe. This is your host, Dr. Afshan Hashmi. Today, friends, I will be reading from my book, The Modern Mughal Mentality, New Strategies to Succeed in India and the Global Marketplace. First of all, friends, I'll be reading a part of the foreword, and the foreword of my book is given by Ron Summers, founder and CEO of India First Group, LLC, and former president of U.S.-India Business Council. And I quote, "In the 24 years since India's economic reforms have been unfurled, one consistent rollout after another, despite whichever political party happens to be in power, two things have become clear. First, India's democracy is durable and remarkable and worthy of emulation. It is a superb example. There is no other country in the world today so populous and of such magnitude that so fervently embraces freedom and democracy. We must never forget this. Second, India's progress, like a genie's escape from the bottle, cannot be put back or stopped. India's promise is a juggernaut to behold. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government embodies this sense of confidence. If Jugaad helped spawn such confidence, we must thank the discipline of Make Do. Make in India is a refreshing declaration of a new age centered on innovation," and unquote. So, friends, now you will hear some music, and after that, I will come back. Listeners, many people are asking me, what is modern Mughal mentality? I believe that the flourishing Indian economy is due to both Jugaad and a striving for greatness that modern Indians inherited from their Mughal influence history. Thus, I named my book, The Modern Mughal Mentality, which can be defined as fusing lofty ambitions with practical and innovative ways of maximizing resources to achieve your objectives. Linking Mughal emperors to modern business giants is nothing new. The Mughal emperors of India believed that a good name for kings is achieved through lofty buildings. Like their architecture, their business legacy was also known to be one of the greatest in the world, an indicator of their powerful civilization. Eventually, the word Mughal, which was the Arabic pronunciation of the word Mongol, morphed into the word Mughal in the English language and is still used to describe a very successful and wealthy businessman. I have always been fascinated by Mughal dynasty and have studied it very deeply. For the first time ever in this book, the Mughal dynasty has been linked with Jugaad, obtaining your objectives by maximizing resources through thinking out of the box. Now, listeners, I will tell you the 9 unique features of the modern Mughal mentality, new strategies to succeed in India and the global marketplace. The modern Mughal mentality, for the first time ever, links Mughal dynasty with Jugaad, and this is number 1. Number 2, the modern Mughal mentality introduces a new model, the Jugaad Management Principle Business Model, that illustrates an innovative theory proving that creative improvisation, frugal innovation, and reverse innovation can be part of Jugaad through systematic innovation alone. Number 3. For the purpose of our business model, systematic innovation inspired by the Jugaad mentality can be further divided into 7 key concepts: creative improvisation, globalization, competitive advantage, reverse outsourcing, acquisitions, frugal innovation, and reverse innovation. Number 4. The examples provided in the above mentioned 7 key concepts defining the secrets to using Jugaad successfully, showing that it has an organized system, background, and process attached while being developed. Number 5. The modern Mughal mentality teaches business people of all stripes how to transform hardships and difficulties with strategic examples and steps to take. Number 6, the modern Mughal mentality identifies and explains 7 key practices of highly effective Indian businesses that can be implemented by anyone, anywhere for optimal results. Number 7. The modern Mughal mentality uses the Jugaad Management Principle Business Model to showcase successful businesses in both India and around the globe. The modern Mughal mentality includes inspirational stories in both India and around the globe, as well as future opportunities. Number 9. Modern Mughal mentality exercises are included to help readers practice the concepts taught in the book. Now I will read some excerpts from the book and quote from the modern Mughal mentality. A report in 2008 noted that Indian companies invested over $10 billion and have created about 30,000 new jobs in the U.S. And I unquote now. Now I will read another excerpt from the modern Mughal mentality, and I quote from modern Mughal mentality. Tata came to US in 1939. The company has 16 businesses from IT, consulting, telecommunications, luxury hotels, beverages, and manufacturing in nearly 100 locations in US, and I unquote. Now, I will tell you another excerpt from the modern Mughal mentality, and I quote, there is a blog about Tata Nano by Tata Motors called Nano Diaries, where people who own Tata Nano share their experiences, and I unquote. now I will give you another excerpt from the modern Mughal mentality. Dilli Haat depicts a very good example of the Jugaad-inspired creative improvisation. There are countless sightseeing areas in Delhi, but the one that elicits a lot of buzz among the tourists and generates high revenue in an innovative type of bazaar known as Dilli Haat, and I unquote now. I'll give you another excerpt from the modern Mughal mentality, and it is, I quote, Pizza Hut has a flourishing business in India because it adopts unique localization techniques, and I unquote. And I give you another excerpt. The success of McDonald's in India can be attributed to its adaptation of the Indian menu or globalization. Realizing that an alternative to beef and pork was necessary, McDonald's accepted the challenge and created the Mac Alu Tikki burger, known as Mac Alu Tikki, especially for the Indian vegetarian customers. And I unquote now. And here is another excerpt from the modern Mughal mentality. Naan and Beyond, a great example of creative improvisation in the United States. There are many international examples of creative innovation. One of the most creative came from translating a successful Indian concept to American soil. The owners of Naan and Beyond in Washington, D.C. understood the need for delicious, hot, home-cooked food during the busy work day. They decided to open in a tiny location in the midst of a professional neighborhood packed full of offices in Washington, D.C. with limited outdoor seating. And I unquote. These are some parts of the modern Mughal mentality, and I have read little parts from the case study format in which this book is. And for the full case study, you have to buy this book and the modern Mughal mentality, and the book is available worldwide wherever books are sold. So, friends and listeners, wherever you are, please go and buy this book, and do not forget me, and do not forget to give an honest review for the modern Mughal mentality, and help me in making this a bestseller, because this has all the ingredients of a bestseller. This is a beautiful book which I have written with lots of hard work. So please go and read my hard work. Thank you, friends, and cheers to the launch of my book, and my printed format of the book will be available from July 21st, 2015, and you can pre-order it at Amazon. Thank you, friends, for listening to this episode, and bye-bye.